This episode has been brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank has been serving people and businesses in our community for over 60 years. For more information about the Fremont Bank, check out episode 104 on the Fremont Podcast. This episode has also been brought to you by Minutemen Press. If you are looking for design or printing needs, reach out to them. Let them know you heard about them on the Fremont Podcast. They'll give you 20% off on your first order. Banter Bookshop is your local go-to for all your reading resources. If they don't have it on the shelf, you can ask them and they can order it for you. Check them out on Capitol Avenue. Let them know that you heard about them on the Fremont Podcast. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, check out Petroselli Homes on Niles Boulevard. Finally, if you haven't checked it out already, you should visit the Ohlone College Flea Market, which takes place on the second Saturday of every month. This month, it takes place on April 13th. They are always adding new vendors and new entertainment. You don't want to miss it. We also want to give a big shout out to Niles Farmers Market. Congratulations on 1 year of being here in this community. Thank you for helping make Niles a better place.
So first, my knees felt wobbly, so I need to use a cane.
Okay.
And even though I have difficulty walking, I was sure I can continue working as a librarian. But I started noticing my speech. I had more slow speech. I have difficulty speaking sometimes. So I was afraid if I could continue being a librarian, because I read books to kids.
Coming to you straight from Fremont, California, this is the Fremont Podcast, dedicated to telling the stories of the past and present of the people and places of the city of Fremont, one conversation at a time.
I just heard thunder a minute ago. You are listening to episode 109 of the Fremont Podcast.
Now, here's your host, Ricky B.
Well, today I am joined by Junichi, and goes by June. I'm joined by Junichi, and he is a librarian at one of Fremont's elementary schools. And he has a special experience that he is going through in his life right now. All right. So I'm really glad to have you on the podcast with me today. And thank you for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Can you give your first and last name for me so that I can hear it clearly?
Sure. My name is Junichi Kakutani.
Okay. Junichi Kakutani. Very good. Very good. Well, the reason that you're on the podcast today, and the thing that caught our attention was the fact that you have a very rare neurological disease, and it has recently been diagnosed with it. Was it in 2020? Okay. And then now you're starting to experience the symptoms and the effects of it in your body, which are affecting your life as well. Can you give me the name of the disease?
Yeah, spinocerebellar ataxia.
Okay. And then what it can you tell me a little bit about what it actually is, what it does?
So cerebellum is shrinking. So cerebellum is a part of in charge of balancing and coordinating your body movement.
Okay.
So I'm not good at balancing and coordinating, and sometimes affect my speech. I have double vision now.
Okay.
Sometimes difficulty swallowing food.
Wow. That's, that seems, for someone who, you know, I guess for anybody to face this, it seems to be something that could be very discouraging. At least it seems like it would be discouraging.
Yeah.
This wasn't a surprise to you, though, right? Because this was something that your father had also been been diagnosed with?
Yeah, he was diagnosed about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And at that time, I was told I have 50-50 chance of having it. So okay. I was preparing it, but my father was diagnosed in his 60s.
Okay.
So I always thought...
It would happen later on yeah. in life. Wow. Because, Amy, you were diagnosed, now it's 2024, less than, 4 years ago, mm-hmm. and then he was diagnosed 10 years ago. So I could definitely see how that would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the story. I love the fact that you are a librarian, mm-hmm. And you have been a librarian.
Yes.
I want to hear a little bit about that, and then I want to hear how you have responded to this news in your life and how it's changed your focus and what you're doing. Mm. So you became a librarian at a local Fremont elementary school.
Yes, Harvey Green Elementary School.
Okay.
So that's where my son was going.
Okay.
And I was volunteering at the school.
Okay.
And I started volunteering in the library. And librarian taught me well. And he suggested I apply for a sub-librarian.
Okay.
So she sent me a link to apply.
Okay.
I did, and it turns out I was applying for the real librarian job.
You thought you were going to be a substitute librarian, mm-hmm. and when you got to the interview, you found out that you were going to be the librarian.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Had you had experience with working in the library before?
No. No.
But you had been volunteering at the yes. school in yeah. the library, mm-hmm. so that it didn't necessarily, wasn't completely foreign to you in that sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The previous librarian was preparing for her retirement.
Oh, okay.
So when she left, I took a job.
Okay. So. All right. So how long have you been the librarian at the school there?
5-6 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 5-6 years ago, you became the librarian, and then just 4 years ago, you were diagnosed with this neurological disease. Tell me a little bit about your mindset behind all of this. Like, you have quite an inspiring response, mm-hmm. From what I've seen, because you were interviewed by a local news station. That's how we actually found out about you, was that we had seen the report that they did with you on the news.
Mm-hmm. So first, my knees felt wobbly, so I need to use a cane.
Okay.
And even though I have difficulty walking, I was sure I can continue working as a librarian. But I started noticing my speech.
Hmm.
I had more slurred speech. I have difficulty speaking sometimes. So I was afraid if I could continue being a librarian, because I read books to kids. So, but yeah.
Yeah.
My principals are very yeah. supportive, so.
Yeah. So you started, instead of allowing it to, like I said, get you down, you started planning things to do them while you still could, right? Yeah. So you were telling me earlier that you have a rowing machine at home that
yeah.
you use regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you ran a marathon in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More likely walked, but yeah.
You walked it. You did it.
Yeah.
You did it.
Mm-hmm. I learned most of spinal cerebral ataxia patient needs wheelchair in their 60s.
Mm.
So that gives me about 10, 15 years.
Okay.
So I wanted to go and do something before
yeah.
I still have mobility.
Okay.
So Honolulu Marathon was one of the things I wanted to do someday.
Okay. And it was just, I'm going to do it now while I can.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. The other big thing that you have going on right now is you're preparing to climb Mount Fuji
yeah.
in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, that also was on my bucket list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that is the tallest mountain in Japan,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's one of the most beautiful mountains in the world.
Yeah.
And yeah, so.
We'll be right back. You can hear the rest of this conversation in just a moment. If you need help navigating the local real estate market, contact Petroselli Homes on Niles Boulevard. With almost two decades of experience, this family-owned brokerage is an expert in the local real estate market. Give Jennifer Petroselli a call. With her wide-ranging knowledge of the real estate industry and expert negotiation skills, Jennifer goes above and beyond for her clients. Jennifer helps her clients make smart real estate decisions that benefit them in the long run. So if you're looking for a realtor who knows what they're doing and who genuinely cares about your needs and wants, reach out to Jennifer today and discover why Petroselli Homes is the right choice for all of your real estate needs.
We are asking our listeners to contribute $1 a month to make this podcast. That's normally 25 cents an episode if there are 4 weeks in a month. But this month, March, you get a bonus because there are technically 5 Fridays, which means there are going to be 5 episodes this month. And that is a measly 20 cents per episode for March 2024. If you, specifically you, can support this podcast by contributing $1 a month on a reoccurring basis, please do. I am reasonably certain that at 25 cents an episode, this podcast is the cheapest thing in Fremont. www.buymeacoffee.com/the Fremont Podcast/membership. You can vote for the best in Fremont 2024 all the way up till March 10th, and you should vote Banter Bookshop for the best bookshop in town. www.bestinfremont.com. The voting ends March 10th, so if you're listening to this on the day that it comes out, you only have a few days. Here, some silence, so that you can pause this episode right now and go vote www.bestinfremont.com and vote Banter Bookshop for the best bookshop in 2024.
And now, back to our conversation. Did you grow up close to Mount Fuji?
No.
You're a ways away?
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes I took a bullet train, Shinkansen, and I saw the Mount Fuji. Oh, I wish I could climb there someday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I decided to go.
Do you have a date on the calendar for when you're going to be able to attempt that?
Yeah, I don't remember, but it's in July.
It's this year?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And you're going with a guided company that will help you with that? Or how are you doing that? How are you preparing for that?
Yeah, I'm going with my wife, my son, okay, a friend of ours. Then I have a couple of guides too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, I was telling you earlier that when I was working for REI here in Fremont, mm-hmm, that the general manager of the store here when I first got hired was from Japan.
Yeah.
And he started off working at, there was actually an REI in Japan for a very short time. I think it was the very first place that they attempted to build a store outside of the U.S. But he's from Japan, and he and I have climbed several mountains together. Mm-hmm. And you're originally from Japan?
Yes, okay. Kobe, Japan.
Okay. And then what brought you to the United States?
When I was 20 years old, my house was destroyed by the earthquake.
Wow.
And I was about to be a senior in Japanese college.
Okay.
So in Japan, we have to have a job after the college. So okay. I was thinking of what I really want to do in my life. And originally, I would just get a job, any job. And before I turned 30, I was hoping to find something I want to do. And if I couldn't find it by the age of 30, I wanted to come to the United States, okay, to see the world,
okay,
and decide what I want to do.
So you kind of already had the United States as a potential a landing spot for, mm-hmm, you down the road. And then the earthquake hit, destroyed, yep, your home.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to wait 8 years to figure out what I want to do.
Okay.
So I decided to come to the United States.
Wow.
And I chose San Francisco. So
San Francisco, there you go. Mm-hmm. The home of earthquakes, right?
Yeah. That's my punchline. So,
so did you? What did you do once you came to San Francisco?
So first, I have to learn how to speak English.
Yeah.
So I had.
You didn't know any English when you came here?
No, not a word.
Wow.
And yeah, and I didn't know anybody in the States. So I went to language school to learn how to speak English.
Okay. Okay.
Then I went to Academy of Art University.
Oh, in San Francisco?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you study there?
I studied film.
Oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Yeah. So what was it about film or working in the film industry that caught your attention? What did you want to do?
I just wanted to do anything about filmmaking because that movie was my oldest memory.
Oh,
yeah.
What? Which movie, or just watching movies?
No, King Kong.
King Kong. All right.
Remake in 1976.
Okay.
And yeah, I remember the movie theater. I remember some scenes of the movie.
Wow.
So since then, I love the movies. So
yeah,
I thought it was cool to work on the movie. You know,
in the movie industry. Yeah. That's cool. So you did that. Did you? Work in the movie industry at all?
Yeah. A few years. Okay. I mostly work as a script supervisor.
Okay. All right. Very good. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah. I loved it.
Very good. So what does life look like for you right now? What does it look like? Are you just doing, still doing the librarian thing at the school? Mm-hmm. Okay. What other things are you involved with in your day-to-day right now?
I haven't changed much. I still practice kendo.
Okay. All right. Yeah. How long have you been practicing that?
7 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I saw, at least I did, I had seen on the news report that was put out there, I saw that you were raising money to try to help contribute to the research and development regarding this disease that you have.
Yeah.
Have you been able to help raise funds for that, or how's that going?
Yeah. We raised $5,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. Mm. Is there current work happening on trying to figure out this disease and to try to find an answer for it?
Yes. I was told the cure, they are very close to finding a cure.
Okay.
So I am hopeful.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Have they been able to offer any treatments for your current situation?
No, not yet.
Not right now. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Are you going to be, are you like this climb in Japan? I know that sometimes people will do different feats like this to kind of raise awareness and raise funds. Is this also a fundraiser by you going to climb Mount Fuji? Or is it just a personal thing that you're trying to do?
Well, I am raising funds because it might get expensive.
Yes. Yeah.
So travel expenses and stuff. So, yeah, I am raising funds for that, yeah.
All right, very good. How's your family? How's your family responding in all of this?
Oh, they're excited, too.
Are they?
Well, actually, I was kind of surprised my wife wanted to join.
Does she? Have you been more of an outdoors person or a climber at all before all this?
Nope.
Okay. I think Mount Fuji is one of those mountains that's, I want to say it's very forgiving in the sense, like certain times of the year when it's not completely covered with snow, it's a lot easier to climb. It's still a challenge. It's still, it's still not perfectly easy, but it's a lot easier when there's...
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Yeah, and so I think that it would be easier for your family to join you on that than some other mountains, I guess. That's great. Well, you've lived in Fremont for how long?
12 years, yeah.
Okay. What do you think about Fremont? Do you enjoy Fremont?
Yes, I love it.
Yeah? So, what are some of your favorite things here?
The community people. Yeah.
Do you have a community that you particularly found a niche with here for yourself?
I like this area, Niles.
Okay. Yeah.
It's cute. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really nice. We're at Petrocelli Homes at their main office, and you can look out the window here, and you have a beautiful landscape mm-hmm. behind us, which is really nice.
Yeah.
But then you just walk down, and you find a lot of different shops mm-hmm. and a lot of different things.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Chaplin Museum. I don't know what it's
yeah.
called.
Yeah. Yeah. The Silent Film Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you gone in there? Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, you're a film guy, right? Mm-hmm. Have you gone in there and gone yeah. through the tour and mm-hmm. everything? Okay. Yeah. Okay. What specific? It's interesting. I my dad was here visiting. I don't know. I can't remember when it was. I think it was back in November or December. Anyway, he was here visiting, and he was working on getting his master's degree in film.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did it. We did an interview with David Keene. He's kind of the local historian mm-hmm. of the silent films and all of that. And he's written a book. You can get it down there at the Film Museum. But we interviewed him for the podcast, and my dad was able to be there when we did that interview. And that was for actually our sister podcast, The Cast of Niles.
Mm-hmm.
And so we interviewed him. My dad really enjoyed being someone who was in film as well, like yourself, and studied. He found it to be very fascinating.
Yeah.
So very cool. Well, it's been great having you. Thank you so much for joining me on this.
You.
Yeah. And if you could encourage anybody or inspire anybody, based on your experience, what would you say? What would you tell people, in their life? Like how do they face challenges like this? What are the things that you've learned in this that you would leave with people?
Everything happens for a reason. So, what happened, and I get this disease, you know, I can't change that. So
yeah.
just go do a visit.
There you go. You
know, yeah.
There you go. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that. I think it's great words.
This episode was hosted and produced by Ricky B. I'm Gary Williams. Andrew Cavett is the editor. Scheduling and pre-interviews by Sarah S. Your reviews help other people find this podcast. If you would, please leave a review on iTunes. Be sure to subscribe wherever it is that you listen so you don't miss an episode. You can find everything we make, the podcast, and all of our social media links at thefremontpodcast.com. Join us next week on The Fremont Podcast.
This is a Muggins Media Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Fremont Podcast. If you are an individual or a business that would like to be a sponsor partner on the podcast, please reach out at thefremontpodcast@gmail.com, or you can go to our website, thefremontpodcast.com, and you can reach out to us through our contact form. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for your support.